的圣殿中来敬拜你。
Oh Lord, we thank you that we can worship you in your temple.
我们也感谢神，你让我们能够在这样一个美好的天气时光能够来到神的面前来敬拜主。
We also thank you for this wonderful weather and time we can come here and worship you.
我们也存着一颗渴慕神的心来到神的面前来聆听你的话。
We also have a desirable heart to come to you and listen to your words.
我们恳求父神用你的话语来教导我们。
Lord, we ask you use your word to teach us today.
我们祷告祈求奉靠耶稣圣名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要一起来思想主耶稣他怎么样在世上的时候他为我们受死，为我们成就这个伟大的救恩，引导我们走一条永生的路。
Today we're going to think about the story that how Jesus he walked on the path of a cross and how would he save us.
但是我们在奔走这条永生的道路的时候，我们常常感觉到自己非常的孤单，常常自己一个人没有朋友。
Very often we feel lonely in this lonely path and we feel there's no friend with us.
所以我们中国有一首诗这样说。
So there's a poem in Chinese.
这边讲到说千山鸟飞绝万径人踪灭孤舟蓑笠翁独钓寒江雪
It's a hymn talking about in all the mountains you couldn't see, find any birds in all the paths all the mountains but you couldn't see any man in there and you see an old man with a straw hat and straw clothes and fishing on a boat with a lonely person
所以在这四句话里边呢，四句话里边哦，每一句话呢都有四个特别的字。
And in these all four sentences, there are a very simple word, special word of these four sentences.
在第一句话里边讲到这个千山鸟飞绝，这个绝啊，这个就是说没有哦，就是看不见了。
In the first statement, it talk about there's nothing in this mountain. You can see nothing.
就是说就是在千山万很多的山呢，但是你没有看到鸟，看不见。
Among all the mountains, you see no birds at all.
然后万条很多很多的路上呢，也没有人去行走。
You see thousands of paths, but you couldn't see any man walking on them.
所以呢，就感觉到好像很孤单，很寂寞。
So the person feels so lonely in the path.
然后呢，只有那个在这个孤单当中呢，在这个海中呢，只有单独一条一条小小的渔船。
In the loneliness, only one single boat on the river.
也只有一个老翁哦，穿着那个防雨的衣服和帽子啊，在独自的在钓鱼呀。
Only one old man were fishing on the river.
就给我们看到整个的情景呢，就是一个空虚、萧条、寂寞、孤情。
It's a picture fullness of emptiness, of depression, loneliness, and sadness of this picture.
就是在广阔的这个平静的湖面上，在这么寒冷的天气里边，只有一个老翁呢，自己一个人在那边安静的钓鱼，很孤单。
Over this lake, only one single lonely man were fishing.
所以我们也常常会觉得，我们在奔走永生的道路上，我们的家人没有信主，我们的同学、同事都没有信主，我们很孤单。
So we always often think of in our life that our friends, our families, our relatives now they are not Christians, so we are so lonely here.
所以有时候我们也自己觉得自己很被孤独啊。
So we are single out.
有时候我们说，你为什么会孤独呢？
And sometimes we think, oh, we are so lonely.
这个可能跟我们个人的性格也是有关系的。
And may that relate to our personality.
因为有一些人哦，他们不喜欢热闹的地方哦，他们喜欢自己独自一个人。
Or some people like to be in a single, lonely, quiet place.
所以如果他是一个不善于跟人家相往的
，If a person like that.
很自然的就在这一群里边呢，他就会被孤立了。
Very obviously, that person will be single out.
因为他不能够加入在当中。
Because he cannot join everybody else.
所以他就会有一种被孤立的感觉。
So he will be feel lonely, loneliness in him.
这个是跟个人的性情有关系。
Well, that relate to personality.
但是其实真正的孤独呢
？But the real loneliness
是被人遗弃。
It's abandoned by the group.
或者说被人排斥。
Well, you will get rid of by this group.
我们大家在一起讲话的时候
，when a group are talking, the sharing,
突然间某某人来了
，and somebody came in,
我们就马上停止了
，and suddenly everybody is quiet.
不要让他参与
They don't want that person to participate.
所以呢，他却觉得他是不能够啊，在这个群体当中。
So he don't feel like belong to that group.
因为他被人抵制，被人排斥，被人背刻。
Because he was against by the group, so he was singled out.
所以这种人呢，这种感觉心情呢，就是感觉到非常的孤单，非常的寂寞等等。
So it's a feeling of a loneliness and single.
或者是有时候我们看到一些老人家，以前我在加州的时候，常常看到在那个养老院，那些老人家呢，都是被送到这个养老院里边呢，很孤单。
In California, I saw many elders. They were sent to a nursing home. They were so lonely in that place.
他们的子女久久的时候才来看他一次。
And their daughters or son will visit them, but only long time, once a long time.
所以教会呢就常常安排弟兄姐妹到那个养老院里边去跟他们传福音、唱诗歌给他们，用神的话语来帮助他们。
So our church is very often arrange of the brother and sister to go and visit them, to sing the song with them, to pray with them.
这种呢就是被遗弃的孤单。
And so that's a kind of abandonment.
所以呢，我们看到，当我们活在一个苦难当中的时候
，So when we live in a suffering,
或者是我们走在一条绝路很困难的时候
，So when we are hopeless or in our difficulty,
然后呢，你会看到，哎，很多的朋友呢不见了。
You see all friends disappear.
平常大家都在一起的，突然间好像联络不到他们了。
When you need them, they all disappear.
啊，原来当我们遇到困难的时候呢，朋友一个一个都离弃我们而去。
Oh, that's the truth. When you are in trouble, everybody just abandons you.
所以就会有那种很孤独的感觉。
So you feel loneliness.
我们在圣经里边也看到有一些人物，他们也是在孤单的道路上。
We also see many people in the Bible, they also in the lonely path.
你看雅各哦，他逃难的时候，他哥哥要追杀他，他逃难到伯特利的时候，他在路上自己一个人，晚上的时候他很寂寞，很孤单。
So we saw Jacob when he was chased by his brother, he was lonely, went to Bethel.
夏甲母子哦，因为他生了儿子之后，他被赶出去了，所以他们母子两个人呢，离开家到旷野的时候，也是非常的孤单。
And also this the mother and son of Hagar, they were abandoned by Abraham, so they were also lonely out.
当大卫被扫罗王追杀的时候，他也是逃难，逃亡流浪的时候，也非常的孤单。
And when David was chased by King Saul at that time.He was lonely too.
因为跟随他的人本来在皇宫里边，本来有这么多的朋友的，现在只有很少的人了。
Because when he was in the palace, he has all friends, but now he is single.
越是被他的兄长出卖到埃及的时候，他自己一个人在异邦也非常的孤单。
And Joseph, he was betrayed by his brothers. He was lonely, went to Egypt.
本来在家里边是爸爸的爱子宠爱的儿子，现在自己做奴隶在埃及呢，非常的孤单。
So originally he was beloved son in his father's family, but now he's the only one.
大卫呢，他也会遇到孤单的感受，他写下这首诗。
And David, he also lonely. He wrote this poem.
102篇第三节，他说：“我的年日啊，他孤单的时候，感觉到我的年日呢，好像那个如烟云消灭。”
He's here. He says.For my days vanish like smoke.
第六节的时候，他说我如同旷野的鹈鹕。
In verse 6 said, I am like a desert owl.
还有像荒场的啸鸟。
And like an owl among the ruins.
更像那个房顶上孤单的麻雀。
Like the single sparrow on the roof.
然后第七节他说我的年日呢好像十一节他说我的年日好像日影偏斜
And I said my day long day or enemy taught me
也像草枯干一样
And just like the straw drying
所以大卫呢他在孤独的时候孤单的时候啊
So he was lonely
他写下了他的心境
He wrote down his heart
告诉我们他孤寂的年日呢好像如烟云消散
He talked about all these days just like a passing cloud.
我们在圣经里边也常常看到这一节经文说，我们的生命是什么呢？原来好像是一片云雾，转眼就不见了。
In James 4:14, saying, "What is our life like? Our life just like a cloud passing by and disappear."
第一点哦，刚才说这个生命呢，好像是如烟云消散。 那么呢，就云雾呢，就是漂浮不定，很快就消失了。
So the first point we're talking about here is our life just like a cloud, it passing by and disappear.
所以大卫孤单，他感觉到我的人生呢就是如此。
So our life just like that.
转眼之间就消失无踪。
In a short term, it totally disappear.
接下去呢，他继续说，他孤寂的年日呢，好像是日影偏斜。
And then the second point mentioned that our life just like a shadow.And just going away.
我们人生可能如果我们是以八十岁一个人哦，活到八十岁的话
，If you would think a person can live up to the 80,
到了四十岁的时候，我们说开始偏斜了一半了。
And then when we are 40s, we are going to the late half.
就好像一天二十四个小时
，just like a 24 hours in a day.
到了十二点过后呢，就开始偏斜，开始要下山。
And then afternoon, then you know the sun is going down.
所以呢，我们看到人生呢，就好像日影偏斜，很快的就结束了。
And you see our life just like the sun goes down is finished very quick.
所以人常常用日落呢，代表这个生命的结束。
So very often we use sunset as the finish of the human life.
甚至有人希望说，不要这么快的日落。
And sometimes we hope we don't have a sunset that.
所以呢，常常就想尽办法阻止那个日落不要这么快。
So we try our best, trying to hold out our sun, we never go down.
要永远保持青春。
And we can keep young always.
甚至呢，要永远保持不会死。
And we can try to maintain eternal life.
就好像我们过去的秦始皇一样，希望能够有长生不死的药。
Just like the Qin Emperor, he want to have this medicine so he can live an eternal life.
为着要阻止这个生命啊，不要这么快日落。
So try to prevent the life goes down so fast.
但是呢，不可能啊。
But that's impossible.
很明显的，我们知道我们的年日呢是一天一天的偏向日影偏斜，偏向走向日落。
And we know our days and passing by just like the sun goes down.
在埃及有一个神话这样讲啊。
That's a tale in the Egypt.
这个神话故事呢，讲到说，埃及呢有一种不死的鸟。
It says that there's a bird and never die.
这种鸟呢，到了它活了五百年之后。
After it lives for 500 years.
然后等它五百年的日子要到了之后呢，它就要飞到在埃及有一个祭坛哦，那个祭坛的火呢不停的一直烧着的。
And that's an altar always continuing burning, so this bird have to fly to there.
所以这只鸟500年了之后，它就要飞到这个祭坛的火里边，把自己在火中被烧尽成灰。
Also, by the 500 years old, that bird have to fly to that burning fire and burn himself.
然后呢，它烧尽成灰之后，然后呢，它就再从火中飞出来，重新飞出来。
And then the bird will re-survive and then flies out.
又重新再活500年。
And then live another 500 years.
所以就是这样一个循环不停，循环不停。
And then recycle like that.
其实这个神话故事呢，在告诉我们呢。
And actually, this story is telling us.
人就是有这样的一个渴望。
People have that desire.
我的年日能够永远永远不会死。
That my days can go on and on and on.
但是我们知道这个是不可能的。
But we know that's impossible.
因为我们的日子呢，也是像草像花一样，很快就枯干了。
Because our days just like the flower and grass, they just passing by.
我们看到花虽然很美哈，但是很短暂。
We know flowers look beautiful, but they are short term.
我们看到盛开的时候这么美的花，但是大家都非常的喜爱。
We see flower blooming, we saw that's so wonderful, but we know that it's a short term.
但是你把那些花采下来放在花瓶里边，很快一下子转眼之间几天就凋谢了，凋零了。
If you cut these flowers and put in your veil, then you know for within a week, all these will die.
这个花凋谢了之后就成为垃圾了，你不会就放在你的客厅啊。
And they become garbage, you throw in the garbage can.
你就会看到它凋谢了之后就成垃圾了，你就会把它丢掉。
So you throw them away.
因为没有价值，没有人想看这个凋谢的花。
Because nobody wants to see those fallen flowers.
所以一个人呢，我们开始慢慢年长的时候。
So when we're getting ages,
我们无论是在身体上，在精神上，我们都会看到我们有衰退啊，退化。
We see in physically and mentally we are getting old.
所以我们去看那些年长了长辈在养老的时候，我们真的是感受到他们的那种人生的人间的那个人暖啊，那个温暖或者是冷淡呢。
So we know for all these elders, they can feel the cold and warm on this earth.
所以如果他们被移去，那反会感受到非常的冷淡，在这个人生的道路上。
So they, when they were abandoned, they can feel the coldness of this world.
所以我们看到我们人生的年日呢，就是这样短暂，一下子开始很美，然后年老呢，就没有凋谢了。
So we can see though, suddenly it's so beautiful, but gradually it just goes out.
所以感受到有一些人会想到这个情况的时候，感觉到非常的凄凉。
And it's become so sad.
然后大卫继续说什么呢？他孤寂的年日呢，好像旷野的鸟啊，不同的鸟，至少上有三种鸟。
So David said there are like three birds in the Bible.
他说好像旷野里边的那个鹈鹕。
Oh, just like the owl on the desert.
他用这三种鸟来形容他孤寂的年日。
And he used these three kinds of birds to describe all these dying days.
这个鹈鹕呢是一种很大型的鸟。
It's a kind of a pelican actually.
通常呢，他们是生存在海边，因为他们是捕鱼来维持他们的生命的。
Most of the time they live by the sea, so they can caught fish for their life.
但是呢，大卫却形容说，他们是好像在旷野呀，如同旷野中的鹈鹕啊。
But these birds now they are in the desert, so those ocean birds they live in the desert, so they are dying.
就表示说他是在旷野里边，他是很一种孤单寂寞孤独的生活。
So that means they are single, they are so lonely in the desert.
旷野没有人要去的。
Desert is the place nobody wants to go.
人不愿意去到那种的地方。
Nobody wants to go to the desert.
没有什么东西好看。
Nothing to see.
我们想到大卫当他在旷野逃亡的时候啊，逃到旷野的时候。
Oh, we remember that when David he was running in the desert.
就是他落难的时候。
That's the he when he was suffering.
所以呢，他在旷野没有东西吃了，他就派他的仆人说：“你们到那一家的人哦，去讨一些东西来吃。”
So when David was in the desert, he had nothing to eat. Then he asked his follower to go to a person's house.
所以呢，那个人啊，那一家的人呢，叫做拿巴。所以呢，当大卫的仆人去跟他求说给我们食物吃的时候啊
，So that's the family that I think is called Nabah. And then when David asked the person to there to ask for food,
这个拿巴就跟大卫的仆人说
，And then the Nabah told the David's servant,
大卫是谁呀
？Who is David?
他说谁派你们来跟我讨东西吃
？Who sent you to ask for food？
哇，你看大卫在旷野里边已经很孤单，没有东西吃了。现在呢，人情也是这么的冷淡。
And you know David was lonely in the desert, but now even he had a rejection from the people.
其实大卫在那个时代啊，是大家所认识的、所崇拜的一个英雄啊，青年英雄。
But actually he was a hero in that country. Everybody knows him.
他打死歌利亚的时候大家都知道
So everybody knows him when he killed Goliath
但是他在落难的时候
But he was in that situation
拿巴说大卫是谁
And the neighbor said who is David
被遗弃的孤单被遗忘的孤单
So he has the loneliness of being abandoned
在旷野孤孤单单
In the desert
就好像荒场的小鸟
Like owl among the ruins
荒场就是很荒凉的地方
Ruins is a very
就好像刚才我们住的中国的是一望无际，但是呢却看不到人。
Just like the point we just read from the Chinese point.
那种寂寞无情的感觉啊。
It's a big place, but you see nobody in there. It's so lonely.
所以旷野荒场都是没有依靠的一个地方。
So we know the ruins is a desert or a place that happens.
然后呢，也好像房顶上孤单的麻雀。
And like the birds on the roof.
我们看到这个它不是它是指房顶上
It talked about the roof
就是说住在人家的房子的上面灶窝在上面
It has a nest on the top of the house
所以得不到温暖
There's no heat
因为要面对风吹雨打太阳的烈晒等等
So they have to facing all the suns and all the heat and the wind
这些呢都是形容那种孤寂的
It all describes the sadness.
所以非常的孤单，非常的难受。
It's a sadness and it's a loneliness.
所以大卫呢就在这边呢，他形容我的年日就是这样。
And David described that's all his days.
今天呢，我们在奔走这条永生的道路。
Today we walk in this eternal life.
我们有时候呢也是会遇到一些困难的 情形。
Very often we will encounter this kind of situation.
我们有遇到困难的情形，我们会感觉到自己非常的孤单。
We will describe we are so lonely.
我们就感觉我们就自己独自一个人走在这条窄小的天路上。
Just like we are a single person walk on this narrow path.
我们感受到好像很孤单难受。
We feel so lonely, so sad.
当我们这样的一个心境的时候
，When we have this kind of feeling,
神在诗篇里边告诉我们
，God told us in the song.
诗篇68篇呢，神提醒我们说，上帝叫孤独的。你做你这个孤独的时候，神说你是孤独吗？你有家？你被囚吗？你可以出来享福。唯有那些悖逆的，要住在感恨之地。
In the Psalm 68, verse 6 says, God set the loneliness in families. He leads forth for prisoners and singlings, but the rebellious live in the sun scorched land.
所以你觉得你孤单的时候，神与你同在。
But you know, when you feel loneliness, God is with you.
你还是有家，你还有我。
God said, "You still have family. You still have me."
你知道你被捆绑，你被辖制。
And when you are tied up,
神说，我来释放你，我来脱离你的捆绑，让你可以享受我给你的属灵的福气。
God said, "I will set you free, so you can enjoy the blessing of mine."
所以要知道，你走在这条道路上，神没有遗弃我们。
You have to know, God didn't abandon us along this path.
神说，只有悖逆他，就说不抵挡抵挡他的呢，他才是。孤单才是住在干燥之地，说不蒙福的。
So that means God doesn't desert any person who feel loneliness.
所以呢，从这边就给我们，从这些经文呢，就给我们写说，孤单呢不是上帝遗弃你。
He said loneliness doesn't mean God abandoned you.
有时候呢，神借着孤单的环境呢，来训练我们的人格，训练我们的属灵的生命。
But actually, God used this environment of loneliness to teach and train a person.
为着要让我们有一个更积极的人生。
In order to get you a more aggressive life.
所以就说，如果你说你孤单的时候，你乃是要善用你的孤单的那种的日子呢，来造就你自己。
So if you are in a loneliness, then you should utilize your loneliness to build up yourself.
更多的来亲近神。
And get closer to your Lord.
因为有时候我们奔跑的时候，我们真的是要。有安静下来的时刻
because when we are running we need a time to rest
我们安静下来了跟神交通跟神有一个密切的关系之后
we need a moment of quiet to be close to God
我们才能够继续的往前跑能够走更长更远的路
so we can run a further run a race a further race
所以如果你感觉到你自己非常的孤单
so if you feel lonely
神更是要我们去思想耶稣他比我们更孤单
and you do know that Jesus even loneliness lonelier than you are
所以呢你说你孤单吗但是我们想到主耶稣的十字架他的宝架的时候
yeah, you say you're lonely then think about the cross
我们看到孤单呢孤寂日子呢原来好像是主耶稣在十字架上的那个情形一样
and if the loneliness of Jesus you can think about when he was alone on the cross
主耶稣他虽然是神的儿子
Even he is the Son of God.
但是呢，他为了我们来到这个世界上。
He came to this earth for us.
他仍然要去体会，甚至去感受那种孤寂的年日。
He still have to feel this kind of sadness and loneliness of human beings.
我们看到主耶稣在世上的时候。
And when we see when he was on this world.
他很孤单。
He was lonely.
至少呢，他遇到那种人情上的孤单
He feel the loneliness from the human being
因为在他的家里边他成为人之后他在家里边有弟弟有妹妹
He has the brothers, siblings
但是这些弟弟们呢对他都是不认同的
But his siblings doesn't recognize him
他们讥笑他
They scorn him
他们不认他
They doesn't recognize him
所以耶稣呢他在人情上呢他要面对忍受这种人情上的孤单
So he have to tolerate this coldness from the human
当他选了十二个门徒了之后
But when he has 12 disciples
这些门徒们三年跟他们一起同吃同睡同奔走同侍奉
all the disciples with him 3.5 years, sleep together, eat together, walk with
and
they spread the gospel together.
但是到最后呢，既然犹大其中是一个门徒呢，出卖了他，背叛他。
However, in the end, one of the disciples betrayed him.
所以你想耶稣呢，他是不是会感受到人情的孤单？
So, of course, Jesus feels that kind of coldness of this.
被出卖的感觉是非常难受的。
A feeling of betrayal is very hard.
为什么我对你这么好，你竟然这样对待我？
How come I treat you so nice and you treat me like this?
所以主耶稣他面对人情上的孤单。
So Jesus, he faced the coldness of the human.
而且呢，当去传福音，他爱这些人，世上的这些人呢，有的甚至呢抵挡他，不要接受他。
And of course, when he tried to spread the gospel, a lot of people reject him and rebuke him.
所以圣经说，他来到世界，这个世界是他借着他所造的，就说他来到自己的地方，这个世界呢却不认识他。
In John 1:10 said, he is this world, and the world is created by him. However, the world doesn't recognize him.
他来到世界呢，不是来旅行，他是为了我们而来。但是我们这些人呢，既然不认识他，抵挡他，反对他。
He come to this earth for us, and however, the earth doesn't recognize, doesn't welcome him at all.
甚至呢，还要为了我们的罪受死在十字架上。
And even he had to be sacrificed on the cross for our sin.
所以你看主耶稣，他在世上啊，他真的是领受到了人情上的孤单。
So we can see now the coldness and loneliness from human beings.
很多时候我们有权柄、有势力的时候啊。 有权的时候啊,
many times when we have authorities in our hand,
哇, 很多人都会拥护,
and then many people will come to you.
当遇到困难的时候, 落难的时候,
then when you are in trouble,
诶, 就被遗弃了, 被遗忘了,
then nobody wants to get close to you.
啊, 亲戚也没有了, 朋友也没有了,
and your relatives, your friends, they are all gone.
好像不认识的,
no one knows you now.
有时候遇到的时候, 诶, 好像看不见他也是, 好像你好像是隐形的，他看不见你哦，他就走在那边，哎，看不见你。
Even on your path, you see your friend, they just pretend they don't recognize this person at all.
你看耶稣，他体会到这一种的孤单，这种的滋味。
And Jesus, he can feel this kind of sadness.
这种令人感受到非常心酸的味道啊。
And this is kind of a heartbroken sadness.
所以你说你孤单吗？
So he said, you feel lonely?
你侍奉主，你为主而活，你信靠主，你孤单吗？
Are you feel lonely when you serve the law, when you live for our law? Are you feel lonely?
耶稣他比我们更孤单。
And Jesus, he is even lonelier than
耶稣不但在他的生活中，他遇到人情上的孤单。
He not only feel like the coldness of the human being.
他在工作上、侍奉上，他也遇到孤单。
Also in his work, he feel the loneliness.
我们看到他，他为了要面对十字架。
He had to face the cross.
他要到克西马尼去祷告。
He went to the Gethsemane to pray.
带了最爱的三个门徒跟他一起祷告。
He brought the he beloved 3 disciples together.
这三个门徒都沉睡了。
And all 3 were fallen asleep.
所以我们看到他在克西马尼的时候呢，只有他自己独自一个人呢，在那边迫切孤单的祷告。
And he was the only one awake and pray by himself.
其实你在耶稣的生命里边。
And you can see in his life,
你看到他无论在他的工作上,
no matter in his work,
无论他在祷告受试探的时候,
when he was praying or he was tempted,
他都是孤单的去面对,
he was facing that lonely.
所以呢, 甚至呢, 他上了十字架受死在十字架上的时候,
even when he went to the cross,
离弃刚才的, 还在十字架上的时候啊,
when he was hanging on the cross,
他呢, 在十字架上呢, 他因为为我们担当了这个罪啊,
because he carried all our sins.
他被父神遗弃了。
He was abandoned by our Father.
圣经说, 他因着我们的罪呢, 背负我们的罪的时候, 上帝呢, 掩面不看他。
Because he carried all our sins, so our Heavenly Father just forsaken him.
所以他在世上他非常的孤单, 他向上帝祷告说, 我的神, 我的神, 你为什么离弃我?
So he feels the loneliness and he cried out, my God, why forsake him?
所以你看到耶稣，他面对人情的孤单，他在工作上，在为我们成就救恩的事情上，他也孤单的去面对。
So you can see that Jesus, he faced our salvation, he is also feels the loneliness.
然后他在他的生命当中，他也领受了这个第三方面凌辱的孤单呢。
And also in his life, he feels the humiliation of the longing.
主耶稣出来传福音的时候，
when he came out and spread the gospel,
遇到那些专专向他刁难的那些文士法利赛人啊，
he faced all these teachers.
这些人呢，都是想要都是想要除掉他的。
And these people trying to get rid of him.
所以他们呢，故意的刁难他，故意的来办他。
So they try to pick on him.
耶稣呢，他面对这种受凌辱的孤单。
However, when Jesus faced this loneliness,
他面对这些刁难的时候，没有人出来为他讲话。
When he was picked on and nobody would stand for him.
只有一次在克西马尼的时候，他要被抓，彼得打抱不平出来哦，拔刀砍掉那个抓他的人的一个耳朵。
Only once when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then when the soldier tried to capture him, Peter stand out and then use the knife to cut out one of the ears of the servant.
他被刁难被质问的时候，没有人出来。
And he was interrogated, nobody came along.
他被抓了。
He was caught.
兵丁们鞭打他，恶待他。
They scold him, they beat him.
他们戏弄他，嘲笑他。
And they tease him, they mock him.
主耶稣他也接受这种被凌辱的孤单。
And he accept all these loneliness.
神的儿子来到世界，为了人类，竟然要面对人类的这种的压迫。
And God's son come to this earth and even have to tolerate this kind of humiliation.
没有人愿意出来跟他一起分担这个的痛苦。
And nobody want to stand out and protect him or share this kind of sadness.
在比拉多面前受羞辱的时候，
when he was tortured in front of Pilate,
也是独自一人去面对。
He faced it alone.
所以你看古耶稣是多么的孤单啊。
And we can see that he is really, you know,
很多时候当我们面对孤单的时候，
so many times when we face the loneliness,
我们觉得我们很受委屈。
We'll feel, or we are innocent.
我们觉得我们的心灵受了很大的创伤。
We are feel so hurt.
以至于我们呢，到晚上我们真的是睡不着。
So we couldn't sleep in the night.
我们只能够在这个沉暗的黑夜里边呢。
We only can cry out in the darkness night.
我们独自在神的面前流泪。
And we can cheer in front of God.
我们常常会跟主说，主啊，我为了你，为什么你要我这样受苦？
And we talk to God, say, God, I suffer. Why do I have to suffer?
我们甚至呢也会埋怨神说，神啊，为什么你要让我面对这些事情？
And even we complain to God, why, Lord, you let me suffer all these kind of suffering?
但是刚才我们读的经文，那个彼得前书二章二十三节。
Well, we just read that in 1 Peter 2:23.
告诉我们说，耶稣在面对孤单的时候。
But he, when he was facing all these loneliness,
面对受委屈的时候，
and when he was facing all these innocence,
面对受凌辱的时候，
when he was facing all these humiliations,
主耶稣呢，他所说的话不是埋怨的话，也不是威胁的话。
He didn't complain.
他只是将自己交托给那位按公义审判万人的主。
He only surrendered himself to the law.
所以你看主耶稣给我们的榜样是多么的鼓励我们啊。
So he has a great example for us, right?
我们应该要效法耶稣基督。如果你感觉非常的不平，你的遭遇是那么的不公义的时候，你要向主来到主的面前交托给神。
If you feel treated unfairly and unrighteously, then you should give that burden to our Lord.
因为神是公义的神。
Because our Lord is a righteous God.
神也是伸冤的神。
And our God is the one who fight for our justice.
再大的不平，在神的眼中，神都会替我们解决。
No matter how big is the injustice, our Lord will justify.
耶稣面对的比我们更遭遇更大的不平啊。
And even our Lord, he suffered the greater unfairness.
既然耶稣能够坦然的去面对。
Since Jesus can face it without fear,
我们看到耶稣他要面对人间的孤单、工作的孤单、凌辱的孤单。
We see Jesus have to fear all these coldness of the human being, all these humiliation from human being.
然后呢，最后呢，他还要面对十字架上的孤单。
And he still have to face the loneliness of the cross.
主耶稣被抓、被审判，说要被钉十字架了。
He was caught, he was beaten, and he was hanged on the cross.
他自己呢，要背着十字架往哥哥他山上去。
And he have to carry the cross, go to the Mount of Golgotha.
孤孤单单的背着十字架，要面对这个十字架上的痛苦。
He had to walk to the path of a cross and face the pain of the cross.
今天我们走在这条十字架永生的道路上。
Today when we're on the path of cross,
我们呢还是常常的会感觉到非常的孤单。
We still feel lonely.
因为呢十字架的道路呢天路呢是一条小路，圣经耶稣说你们永生的道路是一条小路，是一条窄路。
Because it's just like the Bible says, it's a narrow way.
所以当我们在走这条永生的道路的时候，
But this is, when we walk this eternal life,
虽然是小路，虽然是窄路，
even it's a small road, it's a narrow path,
但是呢却是一条永生蒙福之路，是一条生命之路。
It's a blessing path, it's a path of eternal life.
我们人都不喜欢走小路的。
Nobody like to walk a small road.
有一次我来 Peoria 我来教会讲道的时候。
One time when I came to Peoria to share.
然后呢，那个 GPS 不懂怎么样哦，我不懂是我的儿子 set 了，就叫我走小路的。
So somehow the GPS was set to ask me to go to a little country road.
我就走，为什么一直不能够出去？为什么没有去 freeway 的？为什么没有走高速的？
So I just wondering why I'm keep on going driving among this country road instead of going.
哎呀，原来这个是走小路的，因为我的儿子啊，如果他开车，他不喜欢走高速，他喜欢走小路慢啊，他不喜欢匆匆忙忙。
Oh, I finally realized it was set up by my son because he doesn't like to drive the highway, instead he likes to drive the country road slowly.
所以我快点把他转回来啊。
So then I changed that.
才走大路。
So finally I walk in the highway, super highway.
才能够快啊，才能够准时到，不然就迟到了。
So and then I can get in inside.
所以呢，小路呢都没有人要走的。
So little road,
就是不喜欢走。
At least you don't like to walk.
啊，窄路也是很难走嘛。
And for narrow path, it's so hard to walk on.
好像我们去郊游的时候啊。
Like when we go for a picnic.
到了一个地方。
When we go to a place.
大家就停下来了。
And we all park our car.
然后向导就说：“好，现在我们要朝着这个方向走到那个山的那一端。”
Okay, then the tour guide said, "Oh, let's walk to the mountain."
哇，开始的时候呢，大家很兴奋。
In the beginning, everybody was so excited.
啊，大家一起走，向前走，向前走。
So we just keep on moving forward, moving forward.
然后大家就说：“向前走呀，努力向前走，不要回头看。”啊。
So we keep on singing the song, going forward, never look back in your life.
哇，很高兴，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
So we sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
一边看，一边走，一边看，一边讲，一边弹。
So we sing, we joy, we laughing.
哎，你走一半了之后啊，一段路了之后啊。
When we go to halfway.
哎，为什么你旁边后面走的开始人少了的？
Then you suddenly find out that people are getting less and less.
哎，你唱歌的声音为什么突然间小声了？
And then suddenly the sound gets softer and
lower. 你左右前后看的时候。
And look around you.
哦，你看那些人，那个一堆人那边坐在树下停下来啊。
Oh, you see people sitting under the tree.
哦，你看这边喝水吃面包。
And they start drinking water, eating bread.
你站在湖边那边停下来吃水果。
They sit beside the lake, enjoying the scene.
我们说，哎，走啊，向导说十点钟要到达山的那一段。
And then we said, let's keep on moving, because two guys said we have to meet up by there. But
你们走先。
They said, oh, you just go forward, you just go along.
所以你可以感受到哦，你走人生的道路，你会走，哎，突然间没有了的，我的同工在哪里？我的跟我一起侍奉的在哪里了？
Very similarly, when you work for God's field, you feel, where's my co-worker? How come they disappear?
特别是遇到困难的时候。
Especially when we are talking about problems. They disappear.
没有人一起来担当这个重难。
Nobody come and share the burden with you.
然后你在走的时候。
And they keep on moving forward.
哇，突然间呢，一不知夜光你唰过去了。
And suddenly a car move fast past by you.
哦，原来他们就是刚才停下来吃面包吃水果的人。
Oh, that car full of the people who stop by, who rest there and eat the bread.
他们夜过你之后呢，还会开窗口跟 Hey.
So they're passing by you, they open the window, say hi to you.
因为呢，他说我们没有力气再走下去了。
Because they say we don't have enough strength to walk.
我不想这么辛苦再走下去。
I don't want to walk.
我还是开车马上到就好了。
So it's a lot easier for me just to drive along.
所以你就会感受到，要同心走一条侍奉的道路的是永生的道路。
So you can see it's hard to walk together in with the same heart.
你在奔走这条永生的路的时候。
So when we walk on this eternal life,
你常常会感受到孤单啊。
You always feel the loneliness.
好像很好的时候，很顺的时候呢，很多人。
Well, in the beginning or in the smoothness, we feel a lot of people walk together.
走到一半有困难了。
And then when we're on the halfway, we see difficulties.
有人就跟你说，有人就可以跟你说，我累了。
And people will say, "Oh, I'm tired."
我不想再走下去了。
I don't want to walk any further.
有人就会走回头路了。
And people start turning around.
有的人呢就会坐车走了。
Some people will take a ride and go.
不懂你们有没有爬过那个拱门啊？那个阿拉那个哦，拱门有去过吗？在犹他州的哦。
I wonder anybody who have the chance to walk on that arch gate.
那一次呢，我去的时候啊。
One time I went there.
我们一般人哦，但是那个去过的那个地方就说。我们要继续走到上面呢才好看才美。
He said, we have to go to the top because that's the best place you can see.
我们就走了。
So we all walk.
走到一半啊。
And in the halfway.
这么多姐妹呢就说哎呀不要走了累了。
And a lot of sisters say, oh, we are tired.
然后那个弟兄说继续走如果你走不到上面呢你没有意思来这边。
And then our brother said, keep on going, or without go to the top, you are missing a lot.
他说我才不要。
And the sister would say, no, I don't.
有什么好看都是石头。
What's the good thing? They are all stones.
你们拍照回来我看照片好了。
Oh, just take pictures, I'll watch the pictures.
我现在回去那个 parking lot 那边呢我帮你们看车好了。
I watched the car for you, actually.
很多回去了，打回头，转回头路。
So many people just turn around.
我就跟那些人说，不要继续往前走。
So I told them, no, let's keep on moving.
我们继续走。
Keep on going.
啊，走，差不多要到一转弯，差不多要到了。
So when we make many turns and almost get there.
哎，你就会看到有一些美国人哦，他们下来了，他们上去了下来的人。
And we saw some American people, they came by, they when they, you know,
他们会鼓励你的哦。
So they will encourage you actually.
他们说，进了，再转一个，进了，很进了，就会跟你这样讲的。
So they will tell you, oh, you are getting very close.
哦，我们就，哇，好像很快了。
So we are inspired.
诶，走，还没到啊。
And then we keep on walking, where is it? Why can't it take so long?
看到一些人下来了。
And then we see more people coming back.
他说就在前面。
And they are telling you, oh, they are just not far away.
哎呀，真的总算转了一弯啊，看到了。
So we make another turn. Oh, finally we see.
哇，真的到了上面呢，完全不一样的。
Then when we get to the top, it's totally different scene.
所以到上面我们玩了一段时间之后，我们才下去。
So we stay for a while and then we come back.
所以你就会看到你侍奉的道路上、十字架的道路上、永生的道路上，你常常会有这样的一个心情。
Well, this is kind of feeling we always have when we walk on the cross path, actually.
很多的人走到一半就打回头了。
Many people, when they walk to their halfway and they decide to turn around.
但是神告诉我们说，唯有坚持到底的。
But our Lord told us only the person who stayed to the end.
得着那个荣耀的冠冕。
You can gain the glory of crown, the crown of the glory.
你去中国的那个万里长城呢，也是如此鼓励你嘛，飞到什么长城什么飞，好像到了上面你才给你个奖状，有没有哈？这样一个。
Well, very similarly, when you go to China and to see that Great Wall, they have a wall up there to encourage you to go to the top.
所以很多人走，越走的时候越斜，越斜，他很吃力，他也不要了。
Because some of the places they are very steep, you know, it's very hard to walk up above.
所以弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们在侍奉神的道路上
，On this path of serving our
Lord, 我们在奔走永生的道路上。
When we walk on our path to eternal life,
是会有孤单。
Of course, we are facing.
也是会遇到困难。
And we, of course, we are facing all these difficulties.
但是让我们的目标瞻仰，仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
Let's have our goal set and let's look upon our Christ Jesus.
神的儿子来到世上。
Our God came to this world.
他成就这个救恩的事工。
He achieved this salvation.
他也受尽了凌辱。
He suffered all the humiliation.
他甚至感受到非常孤单的时候。
He feel the loneliness.
他仍然勇敢地去面对。
But he still strongly, bravely, and face it.
所以如果你说你孤单，耶稣他能够担当你的忧患。
But if you say you are lonely, Jesus can carry your
loneliness. 因为他已经经历过。
Because he already went through.
他也能够安慰你痛苦的心情。
He can comfort you.
因为他为你背负那个更痛苦的十字架。
Because he can even carried even harder cross.
所以耶稣说来到他的面前你的恶是 我的恶是轻省的，你们可以得着真正的安息。
Because he said, if you come to him, his load is, his yoke is light. He can comfort you.
所以当我们仰望主耶稣的时候，我们就会想到说，我的所受的没有耶稣那么的痛苦。
When we look upon our Jesus, we know that the pain we suffer is not as painful as Jesus he had.
我们所经历的呢，没有像耶稣所要付的那么大的代价。
The things we experience does not have such kind of price that Jesus has to pay for.
甚至呢，现在我们在走的时候，就算是孤单寂寞、跌倒的时候，耶稣会扶持我们。
Even we fell, Jesus will carry out.
因为他已经亲身的为我们经历了这一切。
Because he already passed all these.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So、brother and sister,
如果你到今天你走这条道路，你侍奉到今天的时候，
when you serve up to today,
你觉得你好像走不下去的时候，
you feel like you couldn't walk anymore,
让我们仰望这一位为我们创始成终的耶稣基督。
Let's try ourselves to look upon the Jesus,
在我们原本已经站立不动的地方重新站起来，继续朝着十字架的方向走。
When we couldn't tolerate anymore, let's just stand firm and then walk more.
因为只有走到尽头的时候，我们才能够看到那一个荣美的光景。
Because only when we get to the end, we can see the glory of God.
所以求上帝帮助我们。
May our Lord help us.
奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
So we will not feel tired when we run. We will feel weary when we walk.
等候他得着力量，重新得力。
We always only the person who wait for the Lord will gain the strength.
能够如鹰展翅上腾，飞得更高，能够飞得更远。
Just like an eagle, on his wing and fly above.
能够更好的来侍奉主，更好的来见证他，荣耀他。
We can serve our Lord better, witness our Lord better.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因着你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你差你的爱子耶稣为我们来到世界。
You send your son, beloved son Jesus, to this world for us.
甚至愿意为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
Even he is willing to be hang on the cross for our sin.
我们感谢父神，你用主耶稣基督在十字架上的爱来浇灌我们。
Lord, we let us learn the love lesson from Jesus.
使我们在你的爱子耶稣基督里面，我们得着真正的自由和平安。
So from in the Jesus, we can learn the real freedom and peace.
让我们在奔走这条永生的道路。
And when we walk on this eternal path,
我们不再是孤单，因为有神有主，你与我们同行。
We feel no lonely because you walk with us.
我们感谢主，你背负我们的重担。
We thank you, you already carry our burden.
你也担当我们一切的忧患。
You bury all our transgressions.
我们愿一生一世的跟随你。
We want to follow you in all my life.
一生一世的跟着你来奔走这条永生的路。
We want to follow you all our life in this eternal life.
甚至可以一生一世的侍奉你，荣耀你的名。
We want to use all our life to serve you, to glorify your name.
奉靠耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们就一起唱这首回应的诗歌。当我们说孤单、寂寞、痛苦的时候，我们唱这首跟随主耶稣对我们说：“你来跟随我。”我们一起用这首。
Let's sing this gospel song called "Follow Me."
一起来第一节。
我在孤寂的路上走，无人对我关心，沉重的担子压肩头，使我失望难受。我常埋怨对主说，为何如此待我？我就听见主持神对我说，当我走加略山路，双脚膝干疲乏，只是脚如此沉重，我背 呀知不到，天路可要中心，黎明就快来临。你只要背起十字架，靠近我。
第二节，
我尽情为耶稣做工，我常这样夸口，我已牺牲很多事物，为要行走在路，我舍弃经营命运，我陪着你们徒，我就听见主持神对我说，我舍弃荣耀宝座，我以此为有损，而人把我的双手钉在冷酷十字架，尽我们同走旅途，安稳领着你走，故要背起你十字架，靠近我。
我们感谢吴牧师带给我们的信息和鼓励。
We thank our pastor for bringing the wonderful message to us.
也求神继续保守他的服事，他的家人和他服事的教会。
And we ask our Lord to continue bless their serving, their ministry in the Springfield.
好，我们现在来欢迎新的朋友。如果你是第一次来我们敬拜，那请你站起来自我介绍，我们好认识你。
And we would like to take this time to welcome all the newcomers who are here the first time. Please stand up so we can welcome you.
好，都是老朋友。那我们今天有爱宴，我们可以好、哦、有新的朋友吗 ？OK， 好。OK， 好，欢迎欢迎。OK， 好。OK， 好，欢迎欢迎。OK， 好，你罗建 ，OK， 我们罗建，请你站起来，我们认识你知道谁是罗建。OK， 好，好，感谢你带你父母来。好，我们今天有爱宴，可以弟兄姐妹和朋友有更多的交通。
We do have lunch today, so please stay up and stay so we can have a fellowship together.
好，我们下面有几个简短的报告。第一个是下午有继续有查经，是一点钟。
So we still have Bible study on 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay. 另外3点钟有诗歌练习。啊？念到三点 ，OK， 对不起 ，OK，OK。
So、we still have choir practice from 1 to 3 o'clock.
OK， 好。那下礼拜六有那个长青团契，请欢迎。弟兄姐妹或特别是你们的父母来亲人来参加。
Yeah, the coming Saturday morning, November 16th, we have Evergreen Fellowship met together from 10 to 12. So please all join.
那今年的是 OK. 好，你们都听到哈，11月28号，我们有一个每年的下午5点半开始，每年的这个感恩聚会。欢迎弟兄姐妹或朋友来邀请你们的朋友来参加。那今年跟往年一样，我们的圣诞节目 其中一个节目是有青少年用他们所学的乐器来演奏一个节目那如果你的小孩愿意参加的话，就跟乐音联系。
So we will have in the Thanksgiving program, we will have the youth to participate in Christmas.
Christmas.
In Christmas, we'll have youth to participate in presentation of a musical instrument. So if you have kids who play musical instrument, you can go to Yue Ying's place and tell her.
好的，那另外就是冬令会，每年的冬令会已经有那个开始可以开始报名。
We will have a winter retreat. So every year we have in the Kansas City, there's a CWC supported winter retreat.
是从12月21号到25号。
From December 21st to December 25th.
Both.
Both in Chinese and English together.
同时有这个儿童和青少年的这个节目。
And there's also have the program for children and youth.
今年的专题是你当刚强壮胆。
So the topic today is be courage, be strong and courage.
这个去过的都觉得非常好，希望弟兄姐妹可以这个拿着这个去了解一下，然后如果能够参加的话，那是最好。
It's a wonderful opportunity, so we really encourage brothers and sisters to go.
另外我们每年到也是到了新的快到新的一年，有买这个日历来送给弟兄姐妹，每家可以
月历。